Today, I have two stories of local boys making good, both with West End connections. This weekend, a big-time national touring rock band called Gentleman Hall will be appearing at Papa Charlie's nightclub at Lutzen Mountains. It will be a homecoming for the band's lead guitar player and singer, Jacob Schmidt. Jacob was born in Cook County, raised in Lutzen, and graduated from Cook County High School before heading off to Boston to attend the prestigious Berklee School of Music. Jacob is the son of Carol Perkins from Lutzen and Jim Schmidt from Grand Marais. Jacob showed musical aptitude early in life and was an accomplished guitarist by the time he started high school. Jacob and his equally talented brother Josh were mentored by several older musicians in the area and quickly became popular performers in the region. While at Berklee, Jacob naturally played music with classmates and other musicians from the fertile Boston music scene. This led to the founding of Gentleman Hall, followed by winning several awards, attracting a loyal fan base, and a contract with a professional management company. The band is currently on a nationwide tour, and some quick thinking by Lutzen Mountains marketing manager Jim Vick landed Jacob and his bandmates at Papa Charlie's on Saturday, December 17th, starting at 9:30 p.m. Be there, or be square. MinPost, the excellent statewide online newspaper, ran a feature story this week about the Johnson brothers, Coley, Skyler, and Clay, from Hovland. The young men's parents are Kathy and Rusty Johnson. They are also related to a number of West End residents, including great aunt and uncle Carol and Ron Gervais from Tofty, aunt and uncle Misty and Tim Schleep from Schroeder, and second cousins Terry Gervais and Cindy Hansen from Tofty, which makes them my second cousins by marriage. The MinPost article is part of a year-long project called Rural Minnesota, A Generation at the Crossroads, that explores the lives of young people and how their choices might be shaping the future of outstate Minnesota. The Johnsons are notable for being very young entrepreneurs, having started a firewood business while they were still kids, and now owning their own general logging company. It's no surprise to anyone from Cook County that the writer highlighted how hard they work. The young men come from a long line of honest, hard-working people. Congratulations to the Johnson brothers on getting some well-deserved attention for their determination and grit. You can find the article by going to minpost.com, MinnPost.com, and searching by the keywords Johnson brothers. Winter is unfolding in slow motion here at Sawbill. A couple of light snows have combined with the sparse existing snow cover to result in a scene that begins to approach the ideal for the holiday season. Lake travel, by foot or ski, is easy right now. The cold weather has formed over a foot of ice with no slush, and the snow cover is just enough to give you grip without having to do any serious trail breaking. We've had a couple of parties pass through on fishing expeditions in the wilderness. Neither group did well with the walleyes, but they enjoyed beautiful weather and scenery. Last year, we had two albino chickadees that attended our bird feeders all winter long. The first one that we noticed had a black spot on its tail and was a regular at our home feeder. The second one was almost pure white and fed exclusively at our office feeder, which is only 90 feet from the house. We never saw either bird at the opposite feeder, which answered the long-standing question about whether or not chickadees feed from both feeders or just one. We were hoping our little albino buddies would return this season, but it's starting to look like that won't happen. A little research informs us that the average lifespan of a chickadee in the wild is 2.5 years. The oldest chickadee ever documented was 11 years old. It makes sense that the white chickadees enjoy extra camouflage protection from predators in the winter, but stick out like sore thumbs once the snow melts. Nature is a harsh mistress sometimes, but wonderful to observe in all its variety. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.